know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
And welcome to FAQ. Joining me today, Dr. Brenda Mieschak, the assistant professor at the Prince Albert campus with the University of Saskatchewan College of Nursing. Now, Dr. Mieschak, let's start things off with a unique area of nursing, and that's working with corrections.
It absolutely is, isn't it? I'm a nurse practitioner, so usually we go by NP for short, and I have a pretty interest in correctional health, correctional nursing. The role of a nurse practitioner has certainly evolved over the last number of years. And in 2015, a nurse practitioner was added to the primary health care team at Saskatchewan Penitentiary here in Prince Albert. Might note that's the first in Canada, so we're quite excited.
Now, let's touch on that for a little bit. I think a lot of people have heard about a registered nurse, but what's the difference between an RN and a nurse practitioner?
Well, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
The nurse practitioner is a registered nurse with advanced education, usually a master's in nursing. And the NP scope of practice includes ordering, interpreting diagnostic tests like blood work, x-rays, refer to specialists for further testing, treatment plans, prescribe medications, including controlled substances, narcotics, things like that. And overall, a nurse practitioner is part of the healthcare team to improve access and services to providers. So might need a referral to physiotherapy or ear, nose, and throat doctor or orthopedic surgeon. So a nurse practitioner kind of quarterbacks that part for the patient.
So, Brenda, how do nurse practitioners add to the care team?
Well, I think the nurse practitioners add increased accessibility. You're the coordinator with them. You get to, you know, you interpret their labs, see if they need some different medications or if they need to see a different provider. And the NPs really do increase the access to diagnostics and treatments. For example, a patient presents to the clinic with a chronic back pain, and me as a nurse practitioner, I'm able to order the diagnostics. You know, we'll get an x-ray, refer the patient to physio, prescribe medications, and it's all part of that care plan while staying within the correctional setting.
And how does the college prepare students for that particular aspect?
That's a good question. Within the Bachelor of Science, the undergrad nursing degree program, we have classes in mental health and community health nursing, and they both include correctional nursing as an area of expertise. And as part of their clinical placements, we've had students come and do clinical practicums in the undergrad at Sask Penn and have gone on to hire some of them. So it's quite exciting. And as a nurse practitioner, we're working towards providing clinical settings for our Masters of Nursing students who are in the Masters of Nursing Nurse Practitioner program.
For more information on this or any other program, go online to nursing.usask.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.